Aleluya. I just want to let the parents know that after the service, your children are welcome to be in the garden.
想告诉我们的父母们，就是现在天气好了，所以呢，聚会结束之后呢，我们的小朋友呢，可以使用外面的花园在那边玩耍。
Because they mow the lawn. And the ground is dry.
现在呢，因为天气好了，泥土也干了，然后呢，草地呢修剪得很好，所以很适合小朋友们玩耍了。
Okay, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 感谢主。
Soon in summer, we can have a barbecue, huh?
是，天气很快夏天来了，我们可以有烧烤，有 barbecue.
Yeah, hallelujah. In Luke chapter 4,
在路加福音的第四章
verse 25,
路加福音第四章的二十五节
Have we got the scripture?A couple of weeks ago, we've been looking at this.
那么几周前呢，我们有学习一个学习过这段经文。
Okay. Luke chapter 4. That's it.
路加福音第四章二十五节。
We read this before.
我们之前讲到的时候读过这段经文。
Jesus has just disclosed that he was the Messiah.
耶稣呢向众人彰显说他是神的儿子，他是救世主。
But then the people reject him.
但是众人却拒绝了他。
And so he says something that very important.
然后主耶稣对他们说了一些很重要的话。
He said, I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months and there was a great famine throughout all the land.
他说我对你们说实话当以利亚的时候天闭塞了 三年零六个月遍地都有大饥荒那时以色列中有许多的寡妇
verse, and next verse But none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon to a woman who was a widow
以利亚并没有奉遣往他们一个人那里去只奉遣往西顿的沙勒法一个寡妇那里去
and we spoke about that
当时我讲到的时候我提到的这段经文
and then the next verse
然后下面一段经文
and many lepers were in Israel in that time of Elisha the prophet and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian
先知以利沙的时候呢以色列中有许多长大麻风的但内中除了叙利亚国的乃曼没有一个得洁净的
You see, Jesus was basically saying to the people around him, You reject me.
当时耶稣对围着他的众人说你们弃绝了我拒绝了我
There will be people that will receive me.
但是却有其他人他们愿意接纳我
And they are the Gentiles.
这些就是那些外邦人
You see, both the widow and the Naaman,were Gentiles.
因为刚刚经文中提到这个寡妇和乃曼都是外邦人。
The widow was somebody who, can you turn me down slightly, please? Yeah. The widow,
那个寡妇呢
was somebody who was very poor.
是非常贫穷的一个妇人。
But she had faith to believe in God.
但是她有信心来相信神。
Because of her faith, God was able to provide.
因为他的信心神可以借着他来供应
Because of her faith God was able to bring rain
因为他的信心神借着他呢降雨在地上
Naaman was opposite
那么这里
in status
在这个乃曼呢跟刚刚提到那个寡妇他的身份呢是刚好相反的
He is the commander of the Aram which is Syrian army
他是叙利亚军队的一个将军统帅
A people who were enemies of Israel.
当时他们是以色列国的仇敌。
And yet he sought Elijah to heal him of his leprosy.
当时乃曼呢寻求在以色列国的先知以利沙来治他的大麻风病。
And Jesus said, "There are many lepers, and yet God responded to him."
主耶稣说，当时在以色列地有许多长大麻风的，但是神偏偏医治了叙利亚国的这个乃曼。
In other words, Jesus was saying, although I am a God of Israel, I can't bless any of the widows, neither can I heal any of the leopards.
换言之，主耶稣说，虽然我是以色列国的神，但是我没有医治所有那些在以色列国长大麻风的，我也没有供养那些以色列国的寡妇。
Isn't it a shame that they had God, and yet God couldn't do a thing?
是不是很羞愧他们以色列民有一位神，但是神在他们当中却做不了任何的事。
Because those days, Israel were worshipping Baal.
因为在那个时候，以色列的百姓他们拜偶像，拜巴利。
To such an extent, even during the days of Jesus, when Jesus met the woman of Samaria, that region was still worshipping idols.
到那种程度，在主耶稣的那个时代，当时主耶稣到了撒玛利亚的时候，他们那个地方仍然在拜很多的偶像。
Another word for Baal, it means husband.
那个时候巴利这个偶像，它的另外一个意思就是丈夫。
Lord.
是主的意思。
And there are many different Baals.
在那个时候他们有很多不同的巴利。
That's why Jesus asked the woman, how many husbands do you have?
所以呢，主耶稣在那个井边问那个撒玛利亚妇人：“你有多少个丈夫
？”What he really means, how many Baals do you have?
换言之，主耶稣在问他：“你到底拜多少个偶像
？”How many idols do you have?
你心中有多少个偶像
？Amen.
Amen.
And that is why, brothers and sisters, they had the most powerful God on earth, and yet God could do nothing for Israel.
所以我们看到说，以色列国他们有是这地上最有能力的神，但是神却在他们当中做不了什么。
It was only the widow and Naaman that actually received the blessing of God.
我们看到只有那在外邦的女子那个寡妇和在那个叙利亚国的乃曼，他们领受了神的祝福。
Jesus is basically saying, "Here I am. I'm fulfilling the scriptures of Isaiah."
主耶稣说，我在这里应验了在以赛亚先知以赛亚所说的一切关乎我的预言。
I am the anointed one.
我就是那个受膏者。
But God, Jesus could do nothing.
但是他在他的百姓当中却做不了任何的神迹奇事。
Could not heal anybody in that region.
他在那个区域也医治不了任何人。
Because of their unbelief.
就是因为他们的不信。
Because of their rejection.
因为他们对神的一个拒绝。
Because of the idols that are in their hearts.
因为在他们心中的偶像。
You see, we have the most powerful God.
对于我们来说，我们所信的这位神是最有能力的一位神。
And our God is what the world needs.
我们所信的这位神也是这个世界所需要的神。
And yet, we receive far less from God than from the world.
但是我们比起这个世界，我们领受从神所领受的是少而又少。
It's not that God doesn't answer prayers. It's not that God is asleep.
并不说神没有垂听我们祷告，也不说是我们的神是在沉睡当中。
What God is looking for is the faith of the widow and the faith of Naaman to receive from him.
神所需要的就是我们有这个寡妇和乃曼身上这个信心，以致我们可以从神来领受。
You see.Brothers and sisters, it is no point of just, you know, it's very sad that we Christians, we give our life to Christ, we believe Him for our eternal life.
就是我想说的是，有时候让我觉得很遗憾的是，我们基督徒，我们把我们的生命交给了神，我们得终身得到了救恩。
But somehow in this life, we are convinced.We don't really need him.
但是不知道怎么回事，我们觉得我们活在这个世上，我们好像不需要神一样。
Because somehow God doesn't answer prayers.
因为我们觉得神好像不垂听我们的祷告。
That's not because God doesn't answer prayers. It's because our hearts are not right.
并不是说神不垂听祷告，而是因为我们的心没有对。
And our faith is in the wrong place.
而且我们的信心在一个错误的地方。
The whole of Israel had God with them.
这个整个以色列全地都有神在那里。
And yet not one of them could receive their miracle.
但是没有一个人可以领受从神而来的神迹。
That lesson we got to learn.
我们必须从这个当中得到一个教训。
For our own life.
对于我们自己的生命来学习。
Because there will be a day when you definitely desperate for God.
因为在我们生命当中有一天，我们一定会到一个地步是非常非常非常需要神的。
You know, when we're healthy and when we are rich, we don't really need God.
当我们很健康很富有的时候，我们觉得我们不需要神。
But if we continue to be loyal to God, if we continue to develop a relationship with God, one day, when there is, you need God, you will find Him.
当我们继续对神忠心，当我们继续的跟神建立这个亲密的关系，当有一天我们的生命当中需要神的时候，我们就能找寻到神。
There are items in our home that we only sometimes use.
我们家中可能摆设一些东西，只是偶尔用的，会用到的。
There are tools in our garage that we only use now and then.
我们可能在我们车库里摆设的一些工具呢，可能只是一年用过几回而已。
Many times when I needed it, I couldn't find it.
但是很多时候我要需要用的时候，我就找不到了。
One day you will need your faith in God.
有一天你真的需要你在神里面的信心。
One day you will need God.
有一天你会真的很需要神。
That's why the Bible says, when times are good, when there is a harvest, remember Him. Develop your relationship with Him when things are good.
所以圣经里讲说，当我们在好的光景当中，当我们有收成的时候，我们要纪念神，因为这会保持跟神一个良好的关系。
Make time for God and invest your time in God.
让我们花时间，把我们的时间也投资在神的事情上。
Because you need to hear God in times of challenge. You need to, you know that God is with you.
因为在我们困难的时候，我们需要听到神的声音，我们需要神给我们的指引。
Don't rely on other people.
不要真的是去靠别人。
People will never pray for you as hard as you pray for yourself.
因为就算别人为你代祷，但是别人的代祷都没有你自己的代祷那么的迫切。
Don't rely on the pastor or the elders.
不要只是依靠你教会的牧师或者那些长老。
Because they got problems themselves.
因为他们可能他们自己生命中都有很多的问题。
Amen. When your child needs God,It is your prayers.
当你的孩子需要神的时候，做父母你的祷告是蛮有能力的。
That will make a difference.
你的祷告会带来不同。
You know, in all my years in church, that is the biggest mistake Christians make.
在我在做基督徒，我在教会里面这么多年，我觉得这是很多基督徒犯了一个很大的错误。
When times are good, when you have time, they don't sow time and energy to know Him.
当时间一切光景很好，在顺时的时候，他们没有花时间投资在神上面。
Years later,
来认识神。
Years later,
但是过了很久以后
，When life is challenging,
当生命变得很有挑战的时候
，They are lost,
他们就迷失自己了。
Where is God?
他们说：“神啊，你在哪里
？”Why is He not answering me?
神为什么你不垂听我的祷告呢
？How can I can't find Him?
为什么我找不到你呢
？I desperately need Him now.
我很迫切的需要你。
Amen.Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we all put money away for rainy days.
我们都把我们的就是积攒钱财，为了是在缺乏的时候可以有。
We all stock up just in case there's a problem in the world.
我们现在都会有做一些多余的那些积蓄和储存，来以备之后的所用。
I encourage you to store up faith.
我会鼓励大家来积攒你的信心在神里面
to store up His word in your heart
来储存神的话语在你的里面
so no matter what happens faith and the word of God is found in you
所以不管你生命中发生什么的事情神的信心和神的话语都会在你的里面
so let's look at Naaman
让我们来看看这个叙利亚国的
the story of Naaman because we can see how he exercised his faith
看看乃曼的故事，看他如何来操练他的信心。
So that we can learn from him.
让我们可以从他的生命当中有所学习。
Now Naaman, by the way, Hebrew. If you want to read the name properly, Hebrew is Naaman.
如果乃曼的名字按希伯来文我们好好的读的话，叫 Naaman.
That's why it's double A. Naaman.
是 Naaman, 就是希伯来文的正确的那个读法发音。
Okay, it's about sometimes you know try and pronounce people's names properly.
就是我们读得更准确一点。
Otherwise, people pronounce your Chinese name, yeah, doesn't sound anything like it.
就如果你们好像读你的中文名字读得不正确的话，就觉得好像很奇怪。
So, Naaman, okay, he was a very important person.
这个乃曼呢是一个非常重要的人物。
And he was the commander of the army of Aram, which is basically Syria.
他是呢叙利亚国军队的那个统领统帅。
This nation exists north of Israel.
这个国家呢在以色列国的北边。
The important cities are like Damascus.
那么
Damascus, Syria.
大马大马士革。
So,
这个重要的城市大马士革。
Because of him, the king of Aram won a lot of battles.
因为这个乃曼这个将军呢，他们的国家呢，处处征战都得胜。
So he was wealthy.
所以呢，他也是万贯家产。
And he was successful.
也非常的成功。
But there's a problem.
但是有一个问题。
Isn't it like that in life? Everything is perfect except.
是不是好像很多时候我们的生命就这样子，好像一切看到都非常的万事如意，但是就是那么有一件事情。
You know, sometimes God put the except bit in your life.
真的很多时候神会允许这个意外例外在我们的生命当中。
My life is perfect except.
我的生命如此的完美除了什么。
You know, sometimes you wonder why the except is in your life.
那时候我们想说为什么神会把这样一个例外放在我们的生命当中呢
It's just like Joshua conquered all the nation except
就好像约书亚他攻占了所有那些外邦国国民
Do you know
除了
The exceptions of our lives sometimes keep us humble and close to God
很多时候真的神把这些很多的例外放在我们的生命当中让我们保持一个谦卑和一个谦卑的一个态度
So Naaman life was perfect except he was a leper
这个将军这个乃曼啊他的生命非常的成功啊一切一帆风顺除了他有这个大麻风病。
Now, being a leper is not a small problem, it is a big problem.
有这个长着大麻风呢在当时那个年代并不是一件小事是一个很大的一个疾病。
People avoid you.
因为众人因为你有这个病呢他们会给你避嫌。
It is a shame on you.
好像那你觉得你很羞愧。
Even though he was an important man, but yet,He was somebody that you don't go too close.
尽管他的身份在当地呢是非常重要人物哈，但是因为他这个疾病让人觉得人家跟你保持距离。
He is a person that cannot embrace other people.
他因为他这个病让他无法跟其他人呢可以相近。
Amen. He is a person that you got to keep social distance.
他你是跟他你需要跟那乃曼保持社交距离的那种情况。
Amen. 2 meters.
2米社交距离。
And so he had a problem.
所以在他生命当中他有这个问题。
But then there was a servant girl that came as part of the captives from Israel.
当时呢他家中呢有一个仆女呢当时从以色列国被掳去的。
She said, I know that in Israel there is a prophet who can heal you.
然后他对这个乃曼说呢我知道在以色列国呢有个先知他可能会医治你。
And his name is Elisha.
这个先知的名字呢叫以利沙。
Amen. Elisha. So because Elisha was famous for the healing.
当时先知以利沙呢他是以医治而著名。
He said, if you go to Israel and find this man, he will heal you.
他说你呢去以色列去找到这个先知呢他就可以医治你的病。
So he went there with his servants and he carried a lot of gifts.
所以呢乃曼带着他的仆人带着很多珍贵的礼物呢准备去见以利沙。
And we pick up the story in chapter 5 verse 9.Of Second Kings.
然后我们在列王记下的五章九节，那这里我们看到这个故事。
Then I'm going to use Naaman, yeah. Then Naaman went to his horses and chariots, and he stood at the door of Elisha.
这里的乃曼呢，带着
Elisha's house.
乃曼呢带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。
And then verse 10.And Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh shall be restored to you and you shall be cleansed.
以利沙呢打发一个使者对乃曼说你去在约旦河中沐浴7回你的肉就必复原而得洁净。
So Naaman being such an important person came all the way downto find Elisha, he came to his house. Elisha did not even come out. of his house.
想象一下当时那个场景，这个大将军乃曼长途跋涉千里迢迢来到以色列国，找到先知以利沙，想要见他的面，但是以利沙连门都没有出去接待这个将军。
Instead, Elisha said, "Go and tell Naaman, go to the river Jordan, dip 7 times, and he'll be healed."
他连他的面都没有见，直接给了一个吩咐，就说叫那个乃曼去约旦河沐浴7次就没事了。
You see.Naaman, when he heard that, he was furious.
想想那个乃曼听到以利沙的这句话，他的反应是什么？他是非常的恼怒。
And he said here, and he went away saying, "Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy."
然后接着乃曼呢就发怒走了，他说我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，然后呢在患处以上为我摇手来治好这大麻风病。
You see, if he's a healer, all he needs to do, because he's God, he has a God that heals.
因为他说他有一位神是医治的神。
That's all Naaman knows, he's a God that heals.
因为乃曼他只有一个认知，他知道这个神是医治的神。
All he needed to do was wave, like Benny Hinn.
他的那个他想象的就是，好像你说觉得这个神呢，只要你手一挥，可能就可以得医治。
You see, Naaman expected Elisha to come out, take it.
当时那个乃曼可能他的脑中的那个。画面就是觉得这个先知以利沙要出来，然后在他面前一挥手一摇手，然后他的病就可以得医治了。
Fall down and get healed.
然后好像那些我们看到那些画面一下，按手一祷告倒下就好了。
No, but he said, "Go to the river Jordan and wash 7 times."
但是他没想到以利沙对他说，去约旦河洗7次，然后你就会得痊愈。
See, in the mind of Naaman, he said, "What is the point?"
然后当时在乃曼的头脑当中，他说。这到底是为什么呢？
You see, all of us reading the scripture like me saying, "What is the point?"
然后我们在读这个经文的时候，我们想说神要讲的这个点是什么？
Naaman's got a point. Why don't you just wave?
然后乃曼他觉得说你那个先知你应该出来给我挥挥手，那我就应该得痊愈了。
Why does he have to go and wash 7 times?
为什么我要去那个河里面洗7次呢？
You see, God does things that we often don't understand.
就是真的很多时候神做事的方法是与我们想象的是不一样的。
His thoughts are not our thoughts.
神的意念高过我们的意念。
In Romans it says, "Who is God's counselor?"
在罗马书说，谁是神的策略者呢？
You see, Naaman then says, next verse, "Are not Abana and Phapar the rivers of Damascus better than all the rivers of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be cleansed?" So he turned and went away in rage.
他说大马色的河和亚巴拿的河法尔法岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是就气愤愤的转身走了。
You see, sometimes God tells us to do something that is so illogical or an offensive to us.
那时候神让我们做的一些事情就是好像不符合常理，也好像让我冒犯了我们自己一样。
Oh, if God wants to heal me, he can heal me now, here, while I'm sitting in my garden, sunbathing.
如果神想要医治我，那么可以现在我躺在我的花园里面晒太阳的时候，他就可以医治我啊。
Why do I have to go to church on a Sunday?
为什么我要星期天去教会他才医治我呢？
You see, in 2018, when I was praying,The Lord spoke to me, "Get yourself a ticket and go to Florida and meet this man. He will pray for you."
然后我记得在2018年我当时在祷告的时候，神告诉我做买一张机票去到美国，然后呢去见这个牧师，然后他为我祷告。
And I said, "Yes, Lord."
然后我说哦，好的，是的，神，是的，主。
Until I looked at the air ticket's price.
直到我看到那个机票的价钱的时候，我就
傻了。And then the hotel price.
还有那个住的酒店的价钱。
I said, "Lord, did you really say?"
然后我说，主啊，你真的叫我去美国吗？
And it cost me £3,000.
当时花了我，就是所有机票啊，住宿花了我3000镑。
For 3 days.
只是三天哦。
But I tell you, brothers and sisters, when I went there.
那时候告诉大家我，但我去到那边的时候
，The man of God say, "You, God wants me to pray for you."
然后我去到那边，然后那个神的仆人就对我说，他说，嗯，他指着我说，神要我为你祷告。
And then my life was never the same.
然后我的生命真的得到很大的改变。
You see why?
你会说为什么？
Why?
为什么?
Aren't there other prophets in London? Aren't there other people that could pray for me?
难道伦敦没有先知吗？难道伦敦没有其他人可以为我祷告吗?
Why do I have to go all the way there?
为什么我要走这么远去到美国呢?
Brothers and sisters, God does not need you as a counselor.
真的是神不需要我们来为他出主意。
He doesn't have to explain to you why he does things.
他不需要向我们解释为什么他要这样做事情。
Now and then, though, God does reveal his wisdom.
但是时不时呢，神会向我们显明他的一些智慧。
And when you do discover God's wisdom, you go, "Whoa! I'm not going to ask any more questions."
但是当我们真的领受到神的某些智慧的时候，我们就哑口无言。
But most of time in life, what God does to us.God won't even explain to you.
但是常常在我们生命中发生了很多事情，神都不会向我们解释为什么。
Like husbands, your favorite question. Why am I married to that person?
就好像做丈夫的你会对神说，为什么我会娶这个人呢？
Or you ladies, even greater question. Why am I married to him?
然后可能姊妹你们会问这样的问题，为什么会嫁给这个人？
See, there are mysteries in life.
这可能就是生命中很多的奥秘在里边。
We will never quite understand.
我们可能永远不明白为什么。
But when God does explain why, you'll be blown away by what He's actually doing.
但是如果真的有一天我们真的有机会知道那个真相的时候，我们可能被神的大智慧、神的作为而真的让我们很惊呆了。
Here in the Naaman story, we do glimpse why God wants him to dip seven times in the River Jordan.
在这里我们在乃曼的这故事当中，我们可以看到一点点为什么神会让他去到约旦河去洗七次这个做法。
Then next verse. Is it there? So he went down. Verse, was that there? So he was furious. He went away. And the servant came near and spoke to him and said, "My father,If the prophet had told you to do something great, would you have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean?
然后这里他的仆人就近前来对他说，我父啊，先知呢若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴就得洁净呢？
You see, the problem for mankind is this. When God tells us to do something, it's too easy.
很多时候对我们人的问题就是当神叫我们做一些事情我们觉得太简单
It's too easy
我们觉得太容易了
If it's too easy why do I bother
如果在我们做一些事情我们觉得很容易做那可能我们就不屑去做
Can you imagine if Elisha tells you just pray
你有没有想一下如果以利沙告诉那个乃曼说你祷告就好了
啊，太简单
因为说哇祷告太容易了太容易了
It's too easy
太简单了
I do that all the time
我常常祷告啊
I wash all the time I don't have to dip seven times I wash all the time
他说我不只在那边洗了七次我常常在那边沐浴啊
You see when Naaman he goes to the river he said those rivers are fantastic it makes your skin smooth he said the rivers in my countries are better than this country for washing
他说我们国家那些河流不比以色列的这个约旦河好吗
See, prayer, it looks so simple.
好像就好像让我们祷告觉得祷告很容易啊。
But God is telling you, just pray.
但是神可能就说啊祷告就好了。
Pray and believe.
祷告并相信。
Just do this.
就做这么简单就可以了。
It looks too easy.
好像看似很简单一个吩咐。
So the servant said, if it was something hard that you have to jump through fire,slaughter Goliath then you might want to do it
他说难道你要做一些很难的叫你穿过那个火然后要杀到那个把巨人杀死 才去做吗
You see it hurt Naaman's pride
那个时候这个吩咐真的好像伤害到他的自尊他的傲气
You see the very thing that stops us from being blessed by God is ourselves
很多时候是我们自己阻止我们去领受神的祝福。
Because it doesn't make sense.
因为我觉得好像这个东西不可理喻，有点。
It's too simple.
或者说太简单了。
It can't be that easy.
你觉得不可能这么容易就可能达到。
Amen. And let's have a look in the next verse. So Naaman went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
于是呢，乃曼就下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴了七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。
So why did God get him to do that?
所以为什么神会让乃曼这样做呢？
Because we can, there's a clue here in verse 17. Can we skip to verse 17?
然后我们跳到17节来看看这个原因。
You see, when Naaman offered, when he was clean, he offered Elisha gifts, he refused to take it.
当乃曼他得洁净得医治以后呢，他就给以利沙献些礼物，但以利沙拒绝了。
Instead, Naaman, he said, okay, I'm going to go now.What did he do? He collected 2 sacks of mud, soil.
然后乃曼呢，他就收集了好像2大袋泥土。
He said, "Then if not, please let your servant be given 2 mule load of earth, for your servant will no longer offer burnt offering for the sacrifice to other gods, but to the Lord."
这里乃曼说，你若不肯受，就请将2驴子驮的土呢赐给仆人。从今以后，仆人必不再将燔祭或者平安祭或者献与别神，只献给耶和华。
When he went down to the river Jordan and got healed, then he realized.
当他去到约旦河洗了七次得到痊愈后，他意识到
that the God of Israel is not only the God.Of this land, but he's a God of all mankind.
他意识到这个以色列的神不光只是那个地以色列国的神，而是全地的神。
You see, he's a commander.
因为他自己是一个将军。
He's a military man.
他是一个军人。
And it's all about territory.
都是关乎他们的那个他们领域。
You see, you might have India next to China.
就好像印度在中国邻国。
Sharing the same border.
他们都有同样一个边界。
You have Israel next to Syria, sharing the same border.
好像以色列国呢，也跟叙利亚国呢有同一个边界。
But each have their own God.
但是呢，每一个国家都有自己的神。
Israel is a God of that land.
那么以色列国有他们自己的，是好像那块土地的神。
As soon as you cross over the border, which is like just.Like that, you cross over to another God.
就好像当你从这个国跨过那个边境去到另外一个国的时候，你就去到另外一个属那个地的那个境界。
The reason why Naaman was so upset, he's basically saying, "Do I have to bow down to your God and be defeated by your God?"
就是乃曼他觉得很难接受的时候，难道我要向你的神下拜来接受你的神吗
？In the old days.Who wins the war of a nation, of an army?
在古时，谁赢了那个征战的话
？Is not the army, it is their God.
他们赢的不是靠他们靠着军队来得胜，而是他们的神来帮他们得胜。
Every time when an army wins a war, it is because their God.
每一次那个国家的军队他们征战得胜呢，是因为他们所拜的那个神。
Brought them victory.
是那个神给他们带来的得胜。
So therefore, if Naaman bows down to Jehovah, that means he said he gets defeated by Israel.
所以如果乃曼说他要拜以色列国的耶和华神的话，那么就代表说他会被以色列国这个国家打败了。
If you bow down to their God, then you are bowing down to their people.
如果你向他们国家所那个神所下拜，那么你就向他们的国民下拜了。
As a commander, no way.
作为一个将军，一个统帅，他的那种自尊是不能接受的。
We want to defeat Israel, not bow to Israel.
因为他们觉得他们要去争破以色列国，而不是向以色列国下拜。
Our God is greater than the God of Israel.
他说我们国家的神是大过以色列国的神。
And you want me to wash in that river?
他说你要想要在你们国家那个河里面洗。
That is humbling yourself.
其实是谦卑他的一个态度。
Because that river belongs to that land and it belongs to that God.
因为那条河属于那片土地，也属于那片土地的神。
Do you see the connection?
大家有没有看到这个联系？
And that is why when he was healed, he realized.
所以当乃曼他这样做了并且得医治的时候他意识到
The God in Syria could not heal me, but this God, he healed me.
他说在叙利亚国的神没有医治我，但是在以色列国的这位神反而医治了我。
And that's why Naaman said, okay, I'm going to switch gods now.
所以为什么乃曼后来说，那么现在我要换我拜的神了。
I need to take the earth from this land.
他说我把以色列国这个土呢带回去。
Take it to his house.
带回他的家
，build a new altar，
然后在我的家中建一个新的祭坛
，put the earth on that altar，
然后呢，把从以色列国带回的土呢撒在旁边
，and worship the God of that land，
然后呢，从此拜以色列国的神耶和华。
You see, God was humbling Naaman，
所以这里神其实在谦卑乃曼。
For a Gentile to know God and to believe God, he has to let go of his God.
所以作为一个对一个将军来说，让他要来谦卑顺服神，他必须要放弃他自己所拜的偶像。
Some of you worship other idols before you became a Christian.
我们当中可能有人在信主之前是拜其他偶像的。
What did you have to do? You didn't just receive Jesus. You have to let go and say no to your old God and say yes to the new God.
所以当你成为基督徒的时候，你不光只是接受耶稣基督，你同时你要放弃你以前所拜的那些偶像。
You see, Naaman did not just get healed and went back and started carry on worshipping his idols.
所以乃曼这里他并不是说他得了医治以后，他就回到他的国家继续拜他以前国的那些偶像。
He gave his heart to the God of Israel.
所以他就是全心来侍奉，来敬拜这个耶和华神。
And made the God of Israel.His God.
让以色列国的神耶和华成为他的神。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why the church is so important. The church is so important.
所以这是为什么教会如此重要。
Because whenever we gather together, this land is the God of Jesus.
所以每次当我们聚集在一起的时候，我们所在的这片地就是神耶和华神。
And just like Elisha was demonstrating, my God is more powerful than your God. In fact, my God is the true living God. And none of your Baal in your land are actually any use.
就像以利沙向乃曼证明说，我们所拜的神耶和华神是比你们的神更有能力的。哈利路亚，所以我们就是不会向你的偶像下拜。
That's why any devil that steps into the church has to be defeated.
所以来到教会的任何的仇敌、邪灵都要向耶和华下拜。
That's why when people are sick, when they come into a church, they have to be healed.
所以当有疾病的人来到教会的时候，他们应该得医治。
Because our God is different from all other gods.
因为我们的神跟其他的所有的偶像是分别开来的。
And that is why we need the faith of Naaman. He could see, he had to humble himself, and then he had the revelation.
所以就是好像我们像学习乃曼的信心，他真的领受了神的信心，他谦卑自己，就看到真的打开眼睛看到一个事实。
So it wasn't about healing Naaman, it is about saving Naaman.
所以这里不光只是说医治乃曼，而是关乎来拯救他的性命。
But look at Elijah, he was confident about his God.
看看以利沙他当时的反应，他是对他的神是非常有信心的。
Amen. Amen. That is why he had to do what he had to do.
所以呢，乃曼必须要去遵照他的指示吩咐去做。
Every man, every woman on this earth have to be confronted by this reality. Is Jesus the true God?
我们在这地上的所有人类都要去被这个事实所征服，就说耶稣基督是真的神。
If he is the true God,
如果他是真神的话。
Then according to Acts chapter 17, Paul said, God will no longer tolerate the ignorance of man. He said, he has commanded that they will turn back to him.
所以在使徒行传17章说，保罗说，那么我们不会再容忍人对福音的那无知。
It is not a choice.
因为这不是一个选择。
When we are confronted with Jesus,
当我们与耶稣相遇的时候
God is commanded that you give your life to him.
神是要命令我们要把我们的生命献给他。
Amen. That's what Paul is saying. Check this out in Acts chapter 17. He said, God will no longer overlook the ignorance of man. He said he commanded that they will turn to him.
所以在使徒行传十七章保罗说神不会再容忍人的无知他会命令人要转向神。
God has commanded all mankind to receive his son as savior.
神已经命定了所有的全人类要接受神的儿子耶稣基督为救主。
It is not a choice, a command.
这并不是一个选择而是一个命令。
But the trouble is, people will not be afraid if the church is like Israel, where no one, where there's nobody like the widow, and nobody like Naaman.
就好像但是这世人他们并不会敬畏神如果在好像以色列的全体那些寡妇和那些得罢免风的没有人像寡妇的乃曼一样。
Why should I come to church when the church is the same as people on the outside, when it looks like the world?
就是众人会说为什么我们需要去教会呢因为教会里面人跟这世上的人都看上去没有两样。
We as SEC will say, no, this is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
但是对我们救恩会我们要说不是的这个我们所地方我们所处的地方就是神的殿。
Whenever we gather together, God's presence is here.
每次当我们聚集在一起的时候神的同在在我们当中。
And when God is here, this is holy.
当神在我们当中的时候我们在的这片地就是圣洁之地。
That anyone who has a need, when they step onto this territory, the blessings of God come upon them.
不管谁带着有怎样的需要他们进入到这个圣洁之地他们的需要都得到满足。
What the church needs more than ever before is God's presence.
我们教会比任何时候都需要的就是神的同在。
And it is our duty as Christians to pursue that presence of God.
这是我们每一个作为基督徒我们的职责要来追求神的同在。
And make it a reality in your life and in this community.
让神的同在在我们的生命当中也在我们的社区当中变成一种实质。
So at any Sunday, when you come into this auditorium, you will sense the presence of God manifesting himself.
所以每个主日当我们聚集在这个地方的时候我们可以感受到神同在的彰显。
God wants to touch us.
神要来触摸我们。
You can't say, if God wants to touch me,He can touch me at home.
你不要说哦，如果神想要触摸我他可以在家中也可以触摸我。
When I'm sleeping,
你说可能我在睡觉的时候。
When I'm sunbathing in garden,
或者我在我的花园里面晒太阳的时候。
When I'm busy making money,
或者我在忙着赚钱的时候。
If God wants to bless me, He can bless me. I don't have to come to church.
你要说哦，如果神要他祝福我，他什么时候都可以祝福我，我不需要来教会啊。
Tell Jesus that.
你试试跟主耶稣这样讲。
Tell God that.
你试试跟神这样讲。
God, I don't have to go and meet with you. You can do it here.
主啊，我不需要来找寻你，你就在这边对我做就好了。
That's why we need the humility of Naaman, who is far greater than any of us, so they can say, if that is the case, I have to humble myself.
所以真的我们要学乃曼的那种谦卑，作为他一个这么一个尊贵的一个人，他说：“如果神要我这样做，那么我要谦卑自己。”
You see, in 2018, I can't say, God, isn't there another prophet? Why do I have to spend that money? Why do I have to take time off? Because if God says so, you have to do it.
就好像在2018年，如果真的是我可以跟神去争论说，为什么我要花这么多钱？为什么我要花这个时间，专门跑到这么远的地方去见这个先知呢
？He has his reasons.
但是如果神这样做那么他就有他的原因我们就
要照做。And it was confirmed to me and Suzanne when we were sitting there the first night. The man of God looked at us.
就是真的神对我跟我的太太都有印证。我们去到那天第一晚上那个神的先知就对我们说
Come up to the front.
他就说你们两个你们出来来到前面。
God told me I need to pray for you.
神对我说要为你们祷告。
And when the man of God lay a hand on me, it was like a new clear power station.
当那个神的仆人按手在我们身上的时候，就好像一个原子弹的那种能力来充满在我们身上。
This head,
就我的头
has been laid hand by many, many great preachers.
就我的头被很多很多很出名的先知按手祷告过。
Because when I was serving in a big church, some of the most famous preachers went by. And one of the advantage of being a minister there, can you pray for me?
就像是以前我在很大的一些教会侍奉的时候，就像我们经常也会邀请很多很多出名的那些先知来到我们当中。那么在那边侍奉的一个先例有利条件就是，经常会让人被你按手祷告。
Some of the most anointed hands and lay hands on this head.
就我头上有很多非常有恩膏的先知啊，那些神的仆人为我按手祷告。
But didn't do much.
但是好像侍奉没有太大的一些改变。
I didn't feel anything.
那我自己可能也没有感受到什么。
But that year when God told me.
但是那一年当神真的指示我 去到美国
When the man of God lay hands,
但是真的那个神的仆人按手在我身上
It wasn't his hands.
感觉不是他的手
It wasn't him.
根本都不是他
It was the Lord.
就我就感觉就是神他自己
Who imparted something to me.
他自己亲自在 传递什么在我身上
But I have to spend all that money fly all the way there just to Can you pray for me?
但是我就要花这么多的 金钱也好时间也好去到那个地方就是为了让人 为我祷告
Just in order to get what God has in store for me
就是为了来得到神所为我预备的东西
I could have easily missed it
我可能会很容易就 错失了
And that is why brothers and sisters We miss itWe often miss what God is trying to do for us.
所以就是很多时候弟兄姊妹我们可能常常都错失了神要为我们做的事情。
If God wants to bless me, why can't I just be there while I'm cooking, making money? You know, if he wants, he wants. Would you like to come to church? I haven't got time.
所以就是你觉得说如果神想要祝福我他可以在那个时候我做饭的时候啊，我在赚钱的时候神都可以祝福我啊。然后你问他要不来教会我没有时间。
That's basically saying GodYou don't need to bless me.
其实你换言之就说啊，神其实你不需要祝福我。
If you want to bless me, bless it the way I understand.
所以你好像在对神说，神啊，如果你要祝福我，就按照我所能理解的方式来祝福我。
Do it with my conditions.
啊，你是按照我的条件来做就。
When it's convenient for me.
你要按照让我觉得很方便的方法来
祝福我。At that time, I was in the middle of a very important project, and I could not take time off.
那个时候神对我说去美国的时候当时我处在这个公司一个非常就是很忙的一段时间我很难能
I didn't know,
请假
We didn't even have people We didn't even have anyone to look after our dog
那个时候如果我不要离开我都找不到人来看我们家的狗
It's very inconvenient when God tells you to do something
当神要做你做一些事情的时候觉得与你而言是很不方便你觉得
But can easily miss what God wants to do
但是如果你不选择去做的话，那你很容易错失神要祝福你的。
It is in the place where God shows up is where you receive it.
就是真的在神出现的地方，你就领受了神为你预备的祝福。
Why is it that God can't give it to you when you are at home?
为什么神不能在你在家中的时候把这个祝福给你呢
？He can.
他可以的。
And many times He will bless you that way.
可能很多时候神会也会用方式来祝福你。
But there are certain times when God has determined.You will only receive it because I'm going to show up on that day.
但有些时候，很特定的时候，神决定说，你以这种我要出现的方式，我在这个地方出现的那个时间，你来领受这个祝福。
In Acts chapter 1, he told the disciples to wait in the upper room.
在使徒行传第一章，主耶稣吩咐他的门徒要在那个房间里面等候。
Oh, Holy Spirit, you are present everywhere.Why don't you fall upon us while we are fishing?
你说圣灵你是无处不在的，那你为什么不在我们在打鱼的时候来降临在我们身上呢？
No, there are times when God says, I'm going to show up in Jerusalem on that day of Pentecost. And if you want to be anointed, you have to make sure you are ready and make sure you are there waiting.
所以神说我是已经决定了在五旬节在这个时候在耶路撒冷这个时候要降临在众圣徒身上如果你要领受的话那么你要确保你在这个时间准备好来等候
Did Peter say Sorry Lord My secretary tells me I'm busy that day
你有没有说想像彼得对神主说主啊不好意思我的秘书告诉我那天我有约我没有空
No, before the great majestic God everything is not important He wants you to be there you have to be there
但是在这个至高神的面前没有任何东西可以与他相比如果神要你在那个时间出现你就必须在那个时间出现
Then you say But pastor I'm not like you I don't often hear I don't know what to do
但是你会说、哦、牧师、啊、可能我不像你我不是经常听到神的声音我也不知道要怎么做
I don't hear
但是我自己也不是常常听见
That's why you always have to seek
这就是为什么我们要常常去寻求神
So when times are importantGod will make you hear.
所以就是当一些很重要的时刻发生的时候，神会确保让你听见。
Why is it that day I knew that God wanted me to go?
为什么在那天我很清楚知道神要我去到这个地方？
Because when God puts the thought in you, He puts the faith in you.
因为当神把这样的意念放在你里面的时候，他也会把信心加在你里面。
I knew that I knew that I knew. I don't know why I knew that I had to do it.
我就是知道，我就是冥冥中知道，我不知道为什么我知道，但是我知道我就必须要这样做。
God makes it easy, He doesn't make it hard.
神会让这个事情很容易让你接受，他不会让你变得很难。
You don't do it blindly, you do it knowing that it is God.
你不是盲目的去做，你是怀着有里面有个确据，有信心去行。
The only thing you need to do was prepare your heart regularly.
你所需要做的就是常常的、常常来预备你的心。
Always wait upon Him in your prayer.
总是在你的祷告中不断来等候他。
So that when God wants you and your family to show up a particular time in a particular place, you go, Yes, Lord.
所以当有一天当神要你和你的家人在一个特定的地方、特定的时间出现的时候，你是是的主，我准备好了。
Amen. Because God wants us to trust Him.He wants us to have faith in Him.
因为神想让我们真的信靠他，并且对他有信心。
You see, why did He ask people to do certain things? Only He knows why.
为什么神会让某些人做一些很特定的事情？这个原因只有神知道。
We are not His counselor.
我们不是神的策略师。
We can't teach God anything.
我们不能，轮不到我们来教神做事情。
It is foolish to question Him.
就是我们质问神这个行为都是很愚蠢的。
Because it will take an eternity to explain to you.
因为可能需要花那个永恒的时间来向你解释神的智慧。
That's why we need to get ourselves in a situation where we hear and we obey.
所以我们必须要让我们自己处在一个状态，当我们听到的时候，我们就可以顺服去行。
But the principle of this particular passage is God is present in a certain territory.
所以在这个乃曼的故事当中，我们看到神是在一些特定的一些地域，他存在，他的同在领导。
When His people come together on a Sunday, if God manifests His presence, that means this territory belongs to Him. It is holy.
所以当我们众圣徒聚集在一起，在一个地方，神的同在彰显在这里，那么就证明这片土地是属于神的，是神的领域。
And if you are here.
但我们刚好也在这个领域的时候
That particular Sunday,
在这个特定的主日
you could be blessed.
我们就能领受到神的祝福
Your life could change.
你的生命也会因此得到改变
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I believe God will be doing things that will blow our brains in the coming future.
我相信在不久的将来神会在我们当中做一些事情是超乎我们的想象的
And He wants to give to us.
我相信神是想大大的加添给我们的。
But He has chosen a particular way to give.
但是神有他选择他特定的方式来赐给我们。
That's why we have to be present in order to receive.
所以我们需要做的就是确保我们自己在这个同在当中，以致我们可以领受。
He wants you to show faith.
他要我们来显现我们的信心。
I can't explain to you.
我不能向你解释为什么。
But in this passage, it tells us.
但是在这个故事当中向我们解释了
It is so important to obey.
就是顺服这个是非常非常重要的
And it was so important for Naaman to go.
对于乃曼来说他这样遵从这个吩咐行也是非常重要的
To go to the place where God was.
他去到神要他去的那个地方
Amen.
Amen.
Even though God is omnipresent.
所以尽管神是无处不在的神
But He manifests His presence only in certain places at certain time.
但是神只是在一些特定的地方、特定的时间来彰显他的同在。
When God came down on Mount Sinai, when it was the cloud and glory, only those people there in that location could see it.
当神在何烈山来彰显他的同在的时候，只有某那些特定的人、特定的时间，他们见到了神的荣耀。
That's the manifest presence of God.
那是神同在的一个彰显。
People from China, people from other countries, they could not see it because they're too far away.
那些从在中国、在其他地方的国家的那些人，他们看不到，因为他们离得太远了。
So we cannot say, "Oh, God is everywhere. He is everywhere, but He's not manifesting everywhere."
神确实是无处不在，但他的同在只是在一些特定的地方来彰显出来。
There are times when God shows up to do certain things.
有的时候，神会在特定的地方来彰显出来，做一些特定的事。
That's why I want to increase my chances of encountering God.
所以我们要增加我们与神相遇的机会。
To make sure I'm there when God shows up.
让我们确保当神出现的时候，我们就在这里。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those people who refused to leave Egypt never saw God's glory because they never went.
对那些他们拒绝离开埃及的人，他们从永远看不到神的荣耀。
Amen.Brothers and sisters, I'm hungry for God.
弟兄姊妹，真的我都是很渴慕神。
I believe God, one of these days when we are worshiping Him, He will graciously bless us.
我相信当可能某一天，当我们在敬拜他的时候，神就是在他满有恩典当中来降临来祝福我们。
He will bless us as a church.
他会来作为一个教会来大大祝福我们。
And then He will reveal His reasons.
然后他也会向我们显明他的原因。
Why he wants us to do things in a certain way.
为什么他想让我们按照某些方式来做一些事情。
But we need to trust him.
但是我们需要来信靠神。
We need to open our hearts.
我们要打开我们的心。
We need to be there when he's there.
我们要在神来的那个时候，我们确保我们自己在那里。
Amen. Let's all pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
And let's worship him.
让我们一起来敬拜他。
Father, we thank you, Lord.
For 我们感谢你。
That you have it planned. You have a reason for us to be here, to gather here together every single Sunday.
主啊，你有一个原因，有特定的原因，让我们每周日我们都聚集在这里来敬拜你。
I pray that I am in the right place at the right time.
主啊，祷告我们每个人都可以在对的时候处于一个对的地方。
Father, we don't want to miss any encounter with you.
主啊，我们真的不想错过任何一个与你相遇的机会。
God, when you show up, make sure, Lord, you tell me you're showing up.
主，当你要真的出现的时候，真的你确保你告诉我你要出现。
Please don't let me miss your manifestations.
不要让我们错过任何你彰显的机会。
Please don't let me miss anything that you want to do in my life.
就让我帮助我们不要错失任何你在我们生命当中有所作为的机会。
Don't let me miss what you are doing here.
不要让我们错失你要在教会当中所做的每一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, make that prayer so that you will never miss an important time with God.
弟兄姊妹，让我们这个成为我们的祷告，以让我们不要错过任何在我们生命当中重要的时刻。
Father, don't let me miss any meetings that you're going to show up.
Oh, 父啊，真的帮助我们不要错过任何你会出现的那些聚会。
Don't let me miss any prayers that you're going to show up.
不要错过任何我真的是会与你相遇的那些祷告。
Father, even in my home, don't let me miss when you show up at certain time in my home.
主啊，尽管就在我们家中，都让我不要错失任何你会彰显你自己的那个时刻。
Let me be ready.
让我时刻都是准备好的。
Father, if there's a place that I need to go, don't let me miss that appointment.
主啊，如果有一个特定的地方你需要我去到的，让我不要错失这样的一个机会。
Father, don't let me miss a single appointment with God.
主啊，让我们不要错失任何一个与你有机会的相遇的机会。
In all cases, let me be ready.
主啊，在这所有的机会当中，让我做好准备。
Let us all be ready.
让我们每个人都做好准备。
Gracious Lord, grant us that.
哦，满有慈爱的神，求你按着你的心意的祝福我
们。Because God, we do not always get it right.
主啊，我们可能不是每个时候都是对的。
We don't always hear you.
可能我们不是常常能准确的听到你。
We don't always obey you.
可能我们也不是常常的顺服你。
But please, Lord.
但是主啊，我们恳求你。
Despite of our weaknesses,
尽管我们的软弱。
Let us never miss a single appointment with you.
让我们不要错失任何与你相连接的机会。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来。
Let's make that your own prayer.
让这个成为我们自己的祷告。
You say to the Lord, Lord, don't let me miss any encounter with you.
让我们告诉神，主啊，我们不要错过任何与你相遇的机会。
Don't let me miss it.
不要让我错失这样的机会。
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
I just pray that you bless our hearts.
主啊，祷告，求你再亲自来祝福我们的心。
Father, don't let this church miss any appointments with you.
主啊，让我们这个教会不要错失任何与你相遇的机会。
Hallelujah. Manifest your presence in our midst.
主啊，求你彰显你的同在在我们的当中。
Right now, Lord.
现在哦，主。现在哦，主。
Hallelujah. If you can sing this song, sing. If you can't, you just meditate and just allow the Holy Spirit to come on.
如果你可以唱这首歌，跟我们一起敬拜。
里前来献上最深的敬拜，这是圣洁之地，圣在这里，这里宝座在我。
lift it up to the Lord. Exalt Him.
I said, Father, at any time,
父啊，在任何一个时候，
when you want me to be in a certain place,
如果你想要我在某个特定的地方，
when you are about to give to me,
如果你想按照这种方式来赐福于我，
give me the supernatural understanding,
主啊，求你给我一个超自然的理解，
the supernatural faith,
并且有超自然的信心，
to be in the right place at the right time where you are.
让我可以按照你所指示的在特定的时间出现在特定的地方。
Father, we want to be where you are.
Yes, Lord.
主啊，我们想与你同在。
We ask you, God, to manifest your presence.
主啊，我们祷告，求你来大大彰显你的同在。
To be with the brothers and sisters online.
主啊，也与我们线上弟兄姊妹同在。
To touch the brothers and sisters who are waiting upon you.
对那些来在等候你的人，主啊，求你亲自来祝福他们。
Lord, we need you.
主啊，我们需要你。
We need your presence.
我们需要你的同在。
We need to know you are here.
我们需要知道你就在这里。
Come, Lord.
主啊，求你。
Fill us with the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵来充满我们。
Touch us once again.
再次来触摸我们。
Open our hearts, Lord.
主啊，打开我们的心。
Let there be no resistance against you.
让我们对于你没有任何的抗拒。
Let there be no doubt.
让我们没有任何的疑惑主。
We believe.
我们只单单的相信主。
We believe.
我们相信。
We receive from you.
我们相信，我们领受从你而来。
Hallelujah. Make that commitment before the Lord.
让我们今天在神面前做下这样的一个决定。
And He will ensure.
让神来确保我们。
That you will never miss His appointment.
让我们永远不会错失神的任何一个机会。
God, we are so hungry and we are so looking forward to meeting up with you, Lord.
主，我们如何的渴慕，我们多么的期盼呢？与你面对面。
Lord, I want to be where you are.
主，我们想要在你所在的地方。
And I want you to be where I am.
主啊，将你在我所在的地方也与我同在。
Oh, hallelujah.
是的，主。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你主耶稣。
We need you so much, Lord, in this today's life.
主要在我们今日的生活当中，我们如此的需要你。
We need your guidance.
我们需要你亲自的引领。
We need your wisdom.
我们需要你的智慧。
And we need a fresh anointing with power.
我们需要从你来的一个全新的恩膏带着能力。
That we may see victory.Over and over again in our lives.
让我看我们生命当中一次又一次得胜。
Lord, I pray for the brothers and sisters who are tired, and in their hearts, oh, they're weary.
我为我们当中真的是劳苦担重担的祷告。
Father, refresh them.
主啊，求你亲自来更新他们。
Release a new anointing upon them.
主啊，求你释放一个新能膏在他们身上。
Activate their hearts.
主啊，求你来开启他们的心。
Strengthen them, Lord.
主，求你亲自来刚强他们 ，Lord.
That we may believe you, Lord.
以致让我们可以继续的相信你。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你主耶稣。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Just begin to thank Him.
让我们开始来感恩，来谢谢他。
Hallelujah.
谢谢主耶稣 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just let the presence of God come upon you.
Go on, 让神的同在
Do you know God is so desperate to be with us?
大家知道吗神是多么迫切的来与我们相遇
God always wants to manifest His presence in us.
神总是想在我们当中彰显他自己
He is more desperate to be with you than you are with Him.
神比我们更加的迫切想要来与我们相交
He did all of that through Jesus Christ in order to meet with you.
神所做的一切借着他的儿子耶稣基督所做的一切就为了来与我们面对面
Let's worship one more song before we finish.
让我们再用一首歌来敬拜神。
我寻求你，我寻求你，谦卑自己，屈膝在主。
Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance before you. And will establish you in shalom. In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward. 如果需要祈祷，我哋出嚟啊。
大家有需要祷告的，可以来前面，我为你祷告。
Amen.
Amen.